Hi, this is James Barris. I hope you find this talk supports you in your practice. If you'd like to support my teaching, you can use the donate button underneath my picture on Dharma Seed to do that. Your support is greatly appreciated. The subject of the talk tonight is the time is now, engagement as practice. I start most of my emails these days, besides, hi, hope you're doing well. And I try to really focus on that when I'm writing that line, really, so it's not just a perfunctory thing, but wishing well. But I usually say, hi, I hope you're doing well in these crazy times. It's just what comes out, because I think if I'm not saying it, then it's missing out on, you might be doing well, but there's an acknowledgement that there's a whole lot of people that aren't, and you might not be doing so well if you are disturbed or upset by the craziness of these times. And things are happening so fast every day that it's hard to keep up. And today I just want to acknowledge all the people in Florida, in Cuba, in Puerto Rico, in Florida, and now up the coast, who are affected by this awful hurricane, Ian, it's so painful. And just on top of everything else, there's a lot of people who are going through tremendous, acute devastation right now. I want to maybe just take a moment to keep them in mind. Okay. So in these crazy times, the question that often comes up rhetorically is, well, what can I do about it? And I know sometimes that response is inside of me. What can I do? There's so much going on. And I have to admit that I do have, although I am involved in a lot of projects that really are meaningful to me, I have a lazy side. And I kind of I kind of run by the law of inertia. You probably remember the law of inertia in school. Isaac Newton's law of inertia, I think it was. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. And a body in motion tends to stay in motion. Well, that's kind of like me. I can be at rest, and it takes me a little something to get over that inertia. And then once I get going, I keep on going. And it's like, it can be 3 or 4 o'clock and think, oh, I haven't eaten anything since early morning. Okay. So you might have that kind of temperament. I know that that's like me, both in day to day, but also in taking something more on. So for me, a big question around, well, what can I do about it is overcoming the inertia that is easily the product of the thought, well, what difference can I make? Or I'm too busy to get involved. Have you ever had that thought? It's too much. I don't know where to begin. And especially with I'm sure you get deluged with requests as I do. It depends if you open up your promotion, if you're in Gmail, do you open up, you dare open up your promotions or your social as opposed to your primary, even primary is a lot, but then there's a whole lot of other stuff in there, in those other folders. So I wanted to talk a bit about overcoming this inertia, specifically with something in mind, in case you're looking for something. I'll keep you in suspense for a little while. And I don't want this to be a, although it can easily go that way, I don't want this to be a talk about politics per se, as far as different perspectives. I do want it, however, to be a talk about engagement. And I'll just say right now, you know, a lot of times there's a concern with nonprofits and other organizations that if they share political views, that people can have different perspectives and be turned off. However, the way I think of it, not so much political party as alignment with Dharma values of doing no harm, acting for the good, coming from compassion, interconnectedness that includes everyone. And the way I see it, there are forces that do come from compassion, that are inclusive, that are coming from care and wishing well and metta. And then there are other forces that I think of as forces of ignorance in the Buddhist sense of the word, that don't see clearly where true happiness and well-being lie, that are mean-spirited and promoting othering and tribalism. I'll leave it to you to figure out who that is for you. But I do want to say, without getting into names and parties and candidates and things like that, that this is more being aligned with Dharma values of doing no harm and acting for the good, and acknowledging the interconnectedness that we all share. With that in mind, I want to read to you the opening words of an article that my teaching colleague and friend Tanisara sent me last week. It's by Umer Haque, that is entitled, "Why the Midterms Are Life or Death for American Democracy." And this is the first few sentences. "In about 40 days, Americans will vote in the most consequential election of their lifetimes, perhaps the most crucial in history. The midterms are coming up, and the stakes couldn't be higher. This set of elections will be a turning point for America, one way or another, but an asymmetrical one, a giant leap backwards, further into the abyss of failed states, or another small step forward, climbing out of it. It's an all or nothing election. Not many are like that. Most elections represent minor changes in the status quo, increments here and there. This one, it really is life or death for American democracy. So I'll just let that land for a moment. So with, I've felt that inside, but I've had the internal response of, what can I do about it? I can certainly give donations to those who are more aligned with my values, but I didn't know if there was much more to do. And besides, I've got so much on my plate. There's so much to going on and so many projects. I don't know where to begin. And then I was invited by Tara Brock a week or so ago to join a small group of engaged meditation teachers and yoga teachers to try to birth this Dharma movement that is being called Mindful of Democracy. And we've met a few times. I've come to the last two. They've had three meetings, I came to the last two. Second one was, or that third one that I went to, the second one that I went to was today with Tara and Jack Kornfield and Tanisara and Conda Mason and Sean Korn from the yoga community. And some very, it's a group of about 10 of us, I think, just envisioning what to do. And what they did before I joined was put together this really well done video on voting. Not partisan. It doesn't say vote for so-and-so. It just says vote. And it's one of these, you know, snappy ones where there's all of these recognizable, well-known and beloved teachers, Kristen Neff and Dan Harris from 10% Happier and some of the people I named and a few others, all spliced very quickly about, you know, vote and saying their piece. Really well done by some professional film producers. And we're going to, the idea, it's going to be ready this weekend and be launched next week to reach as many communities as we can, urging people to vote and to get others involved to vote and share with your networks, your connections, your Dharma friends or yoga friends or people that you know who care, to be part of this. And I must say, I don't know if I've mentioned it. I probably have at some point, but I was involved for many years in what's called network marketing, where there's a really good product that you believe in and you develop You support some people who then support other people, sometimes called multi-level marketing. And sometimes it has a bad name, pyramid scheme or scam. It's not. If you've got a good product, that it's just getting the word out. And I believe in this rippling effect. So anyway, we're all working together. And I want to say it's energizing and it's fun. And there's a feeling of doing something and being engaged that I wanted to share with you, just the joy of engagement. And whatever you do, I'm not saying this is what you've got to do. You might find something else that moves you out of your own routine of just going along into contribution. And probably most, if not all of you, are doing something like that. But if you're not, or if you're not feeling alive in what you're doing, I really encourage you to find something that will help you come alive. As Andrew Harvey, spiritual activist, says, follow your heartbreak, whatever it happens to be. And for now, when I read that article that said, oh, this is it, it just kind of named what I knew, I knew inside, and now I have a chance to do something. It's like, oh, I'm coming alive. And there's an element that I hadn't felt and been in touch with for a while. I was very involved, as if you know me for a while, I was very involved in the 2020 election in Wisconsin, part of the Win Wisconsin movement. And I was energized and it was exciting and it was engaging and invited, and a lot of people joined. Tara and Jack joined and all, and we did make a difference. I remembered in the 2004 election, I was involved. I worked with Patricia Ellsberg and a few other people in what we called spirited action. And again, it was this kind of feeling of, oh, I'm doing something that I didn't realize that I missed it, but now that I'm engaged again, I missed it. And you have to pick and choose, because yeah, you don't have bandwidth for it all, but if you can find something that brings out that spirit of giving, it makes you come alive. This is from Shanti Deva, a line that I've quoted many times from the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. He says, the miracle of awakening lifts us above poverty into the wealth of giving to life. The miracle of awakening lifts us above poverty, the poverty of, oh, what's in it for me, into the wealth of giving to life. And for me, again, I used to be involved in marketing and in good sales. Sales is a dirty word, but I was involved in offering people things that I believed in. And the key is to have an action motivator in sales talk. And my action motivator for quite some time is climate. So this this project, it all comes down to me, for me, to what's going to help the planet. And as the article says, that I read from before, this is a turning point. And I want to do everything I can for the trees, for the animals, for the planet, as well as for humanity and the species. So that's my action motivator to do any kind of work like this. And there, it just up levels it to, oh, what's going to happen, or oh, will we win or not? This is about the planet. And I have on my emails, I just put a, you know, you can put a signature on your emails, a little quote. Well, I have three quotes. Hope it's not too greedy. Two of them are very short. The first one, and I think I've shared most of these, but the main quote that I think I've shared recently with this community is from Terry Patton, who passed away, A New Republic of the Heart, from his book, A New Republic of the Heart. Dear friend, very wise man, who wrote, if the measure of a human life is a chance to have significance that extends beyond itself, then we've hit the jackpot. We are alive at game time on the planet when everything we value is genuinely threatened, when it's time for all hands on deck. We've hit the jackpot. So that's the first signature. The second one is from Belvie Rooks, a wonderful African-American teacher who came to Climate Day that I was involved in at Spirit Rock, where she said, this is the moment we were born for. And then the third, Angelus Arian, action absorbs anxiety. So that's my new signature. And every time I write an email, I'm reminded, oh yeah, I'm giving myself a little pep talk. It's a good thing to do. You might, you know, I never had a signature before. You know, in fact, sometimes people, they have long statements or whatever in it, and it's kind of interesting. Oh, this is what moves them. Well, I've just joined the club. I'm in the the signature club, and it's cool because every time, oh yeah, this is what really matters to me. Mm-hmm. So with this, a few more comments about the joy of contribution and engagement. This is from my book, Awakening Joy, from a young woman named Aileen. She's probably not so young anymore, but a lot younger than I am, who's done a lot of service work. And I was interviewing and I said, you know, what motivates you to do all of this, all the work? She's gone to places around the world, Kazakhstan, I think it was, and Africa and a few other places. Her whole life has been about service. And she says, I think it's a very human thing to want to serve. It feeds something in the soul. If people look honestly, living their values, counts more than money. If you're not aligned with your values, it eats at you. When you are, something in you grows and comes alive. Each one of us has our own hidden purpose inside and needs to uncover it and give it wings. Service is one of the things that gets us in touch with that most natural and true part of ourselves. Isn't that beautiful? Albert Schweitzer, another famous quote, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know. The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who've sought and found how to serve." Rabindranath Tagore, "I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted, and behold, service was joy." And one last quote from Anne Frank. "How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world." How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Anne Frank. So I ask you to reflect. I have a few reflections, and then maybe we can have a conversation. Just you might go inside. So this is not just a one-way entertainment talk. And just ask yourself, what are you engaged in now that's fulfilling? That's in that spirit of contribution. You might be engaged in a project of that's just fun for you, or a hobby, and that's wonderful. I'm just inviting you, what are you engaged in now that is done in somewhat of a spirit of contribution? If nothing is coming to mind, don't feel guilty. I just want to invite you to reflect, what calls you? Is something moving you that you care about in wanting to make this a better world? What would it be like to be engaged in something that is fulfilling that urge to improve the world, as Anne Frank says? And if you can envision something, then bring it to mind right now. I'm not going to ask you to sign on a dotted line, but just envision for yourself what it would look like, or what it would feel like. What would the next step be? First, imagine getting involved with something, and it helps if you were involved that had some connection with others, because that's what really makes it fun and energizing. You know, maybe it's this project, because I am going to bring the video next week, and you're all going to be able to see it. So you can, if that can be your default, if there nothing else comes to mind. Just envision, imagine what that might be like to get involved. And how does it feel? Does it feel scary, which it quite easily could? Oh, do I have more energy for it? Does it feel energizing, exciting? Just be honest with how it feels inside. And then just come back to that vision of actually moving beyond any inertia that might be holding you back. And if you already are involved, and I know there's a number of people on this call who are really involved, just feel how good that feels, and just delight that you're doing that. So it's more than just a thought, that it's a visceral experience, either what it feels like now if you're doing something, or what it would feel like if you did get involved. And saw this as your practice, whatever your action motivator would be. To maybe help a little less suffering and a little bit more kindness and caring in this world. If there's anything that gets in the way, honor that. Let that be in your consciousness. And if not, then just feel the joy of that possibility. Okay, so we have time for discussion. I've been wanting to have more discussion. Ideally, what I would love, but I don't think it can work with if there's too much shyness, would be to have breakout groups. But there's so many people with their screens off that I think we'd lose a lot of folks. If you felt like being in a breakout, doing breakout rooms, then put on your camera so we'll see. Otherwise, we'll just have an open conversation. And I welcome people. People's comments. So, hey, James, can you unmute yourself? Yeah. Or did I, wait a second, maybe I need to do that. Hold on. Okay. So now you can, I think you can unmute yourself. There you go. Hi.
Okay, there we go. I spoke because I didn't want to hear a breakoff group. God. Yeah, I just don't like them with other groups want to do that too. And mm-hmm. I'm having more learning with what we're talking about, the Dharma and all this. So,
okay.
Well, I was interested because, you know, it's kind of like the opposite of what you were brought up. I've done a lot in my life. I'm retired. I've become disabled. Mm. Things seem to be doing okay. It's just been a lot of changes in my life. Ending my job, my work, did a lot of things with people, blah, 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 blah. I can go on about that, but that's not interesting. But it's more like, well, where am I now? I'm 71. I'm not sure where things are going. I am, you know, reading and studying and getting my speech back with different languages that I used to know, and it scrambled because of a, you know, way two seizures, you know, and I'm not sure what's going on. You know, that's where I am. So the thing is to just stay present is what I think about when I go, well, you know, what's next? I know that right now it doesn't feel like I'm going to die. I thought I was with the first seizure. Then I realized, no, then I had a second one, but it wasn't a big problem. I'm studying, getting better, speech, changes with my situation and where I live. And it's kind of worked out in kind of a harsh, brutal way, but nonetheless, it actually has worked out, but I don't know what is going on. So just stay here right now in the present.
That might be what's true for you, you know, and to everything there is a season. And for you, it might be just focusing on your healing. And if you are, concerned about how things are going as far as the bigger picture, between divisiveness, the elections are very, like I said, they're a turning point right now.
I say it's curious, whether it's my situation or the world. I don't know what I know to, you know, to be as involved as I can, definitely to vote, and not concerned even about, you know, some of the changes with my health and all that. It's almost like curious. Here I am. So what does this mean? And then other times I just do what I need to do. We're going to have this group. We're going to be another group tomorrow. It's Tuesday, studying, practicing, my languages to build them back. And, you know, it's fun. Sometimes I wonder, well, you know, maybe this is enough right now. I'm supposed to rest.
Okay. Thank you. So maybe it is enough. And for right now, you have to see what you need to do. And if you want to, you say you're going to vote. As far as this particular project, it's just encouraging everyone you know to vote. That's what we're talking about. This particular project.
Yeah.
So if that feels like a useful thing to do, then that itself can be your extracurricular engagement. But if your healing is what needs to happen most, then you have to honor that too. So I really appreciate it. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we'll get a few more people. Maggie, hi. Oh, I thought, can't you unmute yourself now? Hold on a second. Ask all to unmute. Can you unmute yourself?
Yes, I can.
There you go.
I just didn't want to, I re-muted myself before because I didn't want to, you know, be coughing or something and interrupting anyone else but it didn't let me do it the second time.
Please. Anyway. Okay, here you are.
Here I am. Well, I don't live in America. I actually live in Australia.
And glad you're here with us. Yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate your teachings. So thank you. I am actually in that situation. I've actually had a long-term disability, but I've had an operation and I do need another one, but I'm much more able than I was before. And I have been studying, but I'm actually going to give that all up in a couple of weeks. I've got an exam coming up and then I'm giving it up. And that's exactly what I want to do. I want to be of more service in the world.
Mm, beautiful. And did you have a sense of what that might look like when I just invited?
Well, I already run a little Buddhist group here at my house, and I do want to do more along that lines and mindfulness. And I've sort of already, there's been a sort of couple of leads that possibilities, maybe working with kids on this. There's this sponsored program that's sort of like has joy. And I used to actually teach Buddhism in schools and whatever, so I could do that as well. But I'm feeling very excited about it. But yeah, I just really, this time, as you say, it's like the whole world suffering, and it just seems like it's time for action.
Yep, great. Well, I can feel the energy coming through you. And make it, for me, I think the key is to make it joyful, is to really come, you know, not out of anger, or of course there's anger, or there's despair, and you know, all the awful things in the world. But if you can transform that into joy, the joy of service, that's great. So carry on, rooting for you. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you.
Glad
Thank
you're
you.
Here. Okay, let's see. It was Serena. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. I do plenty of service.
Oh, wait a second. Okay. Yeah, okay. There you go. I was concerned. Okay, Serena, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So I do plenty of service in different groups. And I actually went to England to do a service commitment at a world service level recently in August. One of the things that I really bump against is being able to take care of my own life. It's like being able to take care of my own life and my own things while I'm trying to be involved with doing for others.
Yeah. That's an important.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and also, you know, really kind of knowing where to draw the line, you know, as to how much I can do and what will cause me angst and, you know, anxiety and also a lot of times I really bump against powerlessness, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
If you could speak about powerlessness, you know, when it comes up, powerlessness and how to deal with that, I would really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. And we're going to try to get to, there's a number of hands, so we'll try to get to as many as we can. First of all, it's absolutely essential. If you're doing service, you've got to include yourself in the compassion that you're wanting to extend to everyone. And that's different for everyone. You know, you might have some limited energies or bandwidth. It's not up to you to save the world. It's just up to you to do your part in a way that feels nourishing, so you're not running on empty. And that's something you just keep on monitoring. What can I do that feels good? The joy of service rather than the obligation of service. And as far as powerlessness, I would suggest finding something that you can do with others, because once you start doing something with others, there's a kind of synergy that happens instead of you needing to generate the energy, and having a positive vision where you don't know the effects of the seeds that you're planting. You've got to do what you do just for the rightness of it. and because it feels good to make a difference. And notice those thoughts of powerlessness. Thank you for sharing. And then you just do what you do out of a caring heart, and do it with others that aren't stuck in powerlessness. And then maybe you can get the energy shared from them. So I hope that's helpful, but we'll stop it from there. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Dori, hi. Let's see if we can get get through some of these hands. So Dori, hi, can you unmute yourself?
Hi, yeah. Hi, I apologize for the dogs barking in the background if you hear them, but I think there might be a squirrel or something. Anyway, my question was actually similar to Billy Serena was before me. I was thinking about it more in terms of discouragement rather than powerlessness, because it's very easy to feel when I'm trying to be of service. A lot of my service.
Wait, your mic is kind of covered all of a sudden.
I'm sorry about that. The types of service that I like participate in, I see more as kind of activism. And it can feel like I'm trying to change something which will not be changed and cannot be changed. And so it's similar to the powerlessness, but if you want to go on to the next one because you already talked about it, then that's
okay. Fine. No, I would just say it's easy to get discouraged, but you don't know what the seeds that you're planting, how they will sprout. And so part of, for me, you know, like I said, climate is a very big issue. There's going to be suffering any way you slice it, any way you look at it. But everybody's going to wake up sooner or later. I've shared this here before. So I'm going to do whatever I can to make it sooner rather than later, because sooner is less suffering. And you make a difference. The more you can get involved and get others involved, then there's that sense of connection. But you have to let go of thinking you know how it's gonna end. Let go of conclusions on both ways, positive, negative, and you just do what you do right now, and your contribution in that spirit is contagious. So don't underestimate. If you can come from caring, underneath that sense of discouragement is a caring heart. Stay connected with the caring instead of the discouragement. So we will leave it at that. Good luck. Michelle, hi.
Hi, James. Oh, man.
Oh, it's Michelle Sparling.
Yes.
Hi. So nice.
Hi. I just joined you last week, and it last week and this week, your talks are just so perfect for me. Spiritual friendship last week and engagement activism this week. Just
so nice to see.
I had to speak up.
Oh, good.
And I don't want to speak up. I don't want my camera on.
Oh, well.
But the two things that I'm passionate about, I started making social media, which I have mixed feelings about, but I make short videos on vegan cooking for people who want to improve their health through vegan eating. And because animal welfare is a passion of mine.
Beautiful.
That's an area that breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. And racism. Mm-hmm. And I've been in a 9-month program on racism, which has been super helpful to have community around that. Mm-hmm. I don't have any community around the videos, but every single time I make one, it feels very satisfying, even if they're not great. And I'm really surprised to be getting like some of them going viral. Woo, which is
fabulous.
Which is great. But anyway, thank you. Thank
feels
you.
Good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, what feels good is like feeling like I gave birth to something.
Yes.
And then just like it's done, it's out there, it's nothing to do with me anymore, and that's the best I can do.
Beautiful.
But now listening to you, I'm inspired to get into voting mode.
Okay, well, next week, come next week, and I'll share that video with everyone.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks. Good to see you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.